literally start immediately. A wee moment. I can start immediately. A wee moment. How you like that, dude? We all, baby.
You can give them strawberries, and that's funny.
Am I your girlfriend?
Yes. When it's your girlfriend, when it's your lady lover.
No, nah, dude, I'm a playboy. I just be giving out pussy strawberries every day.
Well, that was the joke I was kind of insinuating.
I know.
Do
I'm
you?
Sorry. All right. I'll fucking. Can I eat the rest of this edible?
Yeah, do it. Do it. Munch it up.
Please do. Yeah, Lemaire, so.
I wasn't being critical of you there.
Yeah, we're just messing around. So you're telling me if I'm sad. It's only going to make me happier once I'm happy.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm well.
Dude. You ever listen to, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I can't get up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I had this revelation in about fifth grade. School bus just looking out the window. It's like, damn, dude, I'm so down right now. It's going to get better, though.
Dude, this is the first breakup where my girlfriend, lived.
You lived together?
No, like survived.
Oh yeah, you had that girl. Lemaire was so close to getting the elusive sex one time, and a girl fucking died.
Oh god, man.
Which was pretty. Not no offense to her or you, but it was funny.
It's hilarious
from an onlooker's perspective. Because the whole time we were friends, we were always cheering on Lemaire to finally have sex, and finally it was going to happen. And God needed her back.
God needed his angel.
God
bro.
Needed her his angel.
Did you know she was?
Dying?
Yeah.
No, it was sudden.
Yeah. So it was like, did she know she was dying?
It
was
no, like, dude, it was very sudden.
Like an accident?
No, she had pancreatitis. And she would go to the hospital back and forth, but they would just send her home with goop their drink. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So you guys were full on Fault in the Stars.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And you honor her now
mm-hmm.
by making jokes about her. Oh, my God. I don't like this new Lemaire, dude.
You got too many cars. He has fucking pussfluenza.
Yeah, you definitely have fucking pussfluenza.
Dude, it's warped my brain, dude.
Who's more of a big shot now, you or Sean?
What do you mean?
Who's the big time shot caller?
People fucking love Sean, dude.
Yeah, they love Sean.
Yeah.
Gardini. Who's the biggest shot caller in Philadelphia right now?
That's a good question.
Gardini or Lemaire?
Lemaire.
No. Not me, dude.
Nah, who's the top dog of the scene? Be honest.
Joe Murdock.
Joe Murdock.
He's the king.
Murder.
True.
Murder is king.
Who else? Who's the true king? Naeem? You fuck you up.
I've already beaten Naeem. I've already slayed him.
Wait, how did you slay Naeem?
I slayed Naeem.
Lemaire tapped out Naeem.
Yeah.
What?
In a wrestling match in Sydney's kids' playroom.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. Naeem's strong.
It was
30 minutes, wasn't it, Lemaire?
Yeah, it was a while.
Oh,
you just outlasted him.
That's great.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, you are. Damn, you hit him with the Mark Henry.
Fucking, yeah.
Sexual chocolate.
But we're supposed to box. He's a boxer.
That's not going
to
be good.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be. He's a
14
year
old.
It's going to hurt a lot. Yeah.
He's definitely going to want to box you after you beat him at wrestling.
Yeah, he's going to tag you in the belly a lot.
Oh.
The body shots are going to hurt so bad.
You got to get a slow-mo cam for that.
That's what I was thinking of. That was my big joke, was running to get concession stand
hilarious.
Money.
Hilarious.
So good, I didn't want to tell you.
It's hilarious.
I had other stuff.
Hilarious.
I had a lot. YouTube guy in the Uber, that was rough.
Yeah, it fucking stinks.
Oh, yesterday, I had to drive my lady to the airport at 6 a.m. I had to drive to Baltimore. I was ticked.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to drive 3 hours in the morning. I kind of offered that to her as a thing, and she called my bluff. Mm. She's like, yeah, I'll just do that. I'll fly out of BWI. I was like, oh, great.
Oh.
I can't wait. But it allowed me to go to my favorite bagel shop in Mechanicsburg,
ooh.
Wrestler's Bagel. Got a nice breakfast sandwich. But while I was driving around Mechanicsburg, I realized it's just geezers driving around at this time. It's just geezers and losers.
What time is this?
Yeah, we were talking 9 or 10 a.m. Once
everybody's
gotten to work,
dude, yeah.
The geezers come out. And, dude, they're driving I was watching them driving for me
it's when it's safe
they
for them.
They looked
yeah.
like fucking cadavers.
Yeah,
it was fucking insane. And then the next car would be a dude with a hoodie on, just a loser.
Yeah.
So it's just losers and geezers driving around.
Yeah. That's a tough. That's tough road conditions.
That's road
sure.
conditions are wild.
That's actually very tough.
No one's looking,
dude. I had to lead a geezer to the Verizon store recently.
What happened?
I pulled up. I was food shopping out near my parents' house, and this lady was just parked sideways in four spots. So I was like, are you all right? Dude, you're 95 years
it's
old.
It's fucking crazy.
Dude. And I was like, are you all right? And she was like, I'm trying to get to the Verizon store. And I was like, what? And apparently I was like, oh, that one's closed. And she was like, she had MapQuest.
printed
directions. Yes. And I was like, you got to go down to Delaware. There's one like probably.
So you know, you're in 2004.
I said, do you have your phone? Dude, she busted out a flip phone. I was just like, fuck. I was like, just go down 202 South all the way down. She's looking at me. I'm like, do you want to just follow me? She's like, yes, please. So I assumed she was going to be slow. Dude, she put on for her people, dude.
Really?
She was fast. She was driving fast as hell. Yeah. I was like, you don't have to do this. she was fucking.
Dude, they fly.
She went ahead of Buick Tesla, dude. She was
wild. Yeah,
she was
Buick.
She was moving.
My dad got my mom a Buick LeSabre once as a surprise. She was like, I want a new car. He got her a used beige, Buick LeSabre. She cried.
What's that drift?
It was
song?
Great.
She cried like she.
Yeah,
was, she was,
my dad was like, "I got your car." She came outside and just started sobbing. She was like, "Who the fuck is this for?" Dude, it was one of those that had like, you could fit like four in the front seat.
I know.
Across.
They're the best.
It was great. They are the best.
Dude, I want one.
I liked it. Heavy fucking car, dude. If you accelerate, it's like a boat. Literally in the front.
I got accused of self-gift. He probably likes, if your dad's like you and I, alpha as hell, he loves bench seats up front.
Yeah.
Bench seats up front.
It's alpha as
bench
front.
Seats up
I got accused. I got accused of self-gifting.
Yeah.
I bought my mom a book, Living Buddha, Living Christ. And Brittany's like, your mom doesn't want to read about Buddha. And I'm like, dude, it'll be good for her.
Fine, I'll take it.
She always gives self gifts. I'm like, I'm just giving people stuff they might like. I don't fucking know.
It's good to give people gifts and be like, you should be more like me. You know what I was thinking for you? Why don't you change to be a little more like me?
I thought it'd be good to open up her spiritual horizons, dude.
It's nice.
You know, I was telling Brittany, she's like, you always do that. You think whatever you like, everyone else likes. It's like, it's called autism. Rub it in. Yeah. It's called autism.
Speaking of
autism,
I had my family Christmas party this weekend. The entire family is in full Notre Dame gear. The entire family. There was 30 people here, all decked out. No, there wasn't even a Notre Dame game. There was nothing. It was crazy. Every gift was a Notre Dame gear. It was all generic Notre Dame gear.
God damn.
It was crazy.
Just recycling.
Cousin Frank.
It was a pep rally.
It was a pep rally. It's always a pep rally.
You guys got the pep up, dude.
We were pep. We were like, are we going to beat Oklahoma State or what? Yeah.
What happened to the car, by the way?
The Buick, she drove it for like 7 years.
Dude,
it was crazy until she got upgraded to a beige Buick. What the fuck was it?
Like the SUV, the crossover?
Yeah, the Rendezvous.
That thing
was nice, though.
That's nice.
That was a nice, the Rendezvous was tight.
My dad one time for Christmas bought my mom a set of pots and pans. She was upset.
It's pretty disrespectful.
He bought her a pot of pans. She was pissed.
I got nothing. My mom. Oh, again. Remember last time it was fucking, I paused my game for this?
Yeah.
They've done it again. They got me a pair of aviators, Notre Dame aviators.
Ooh.
They had the Notre Dame logo. The aviators. She was like, you'd wear these, right? I was like, never. Never once.
Dude, those are stunning.
I got Notre Dame aviators and Notre Dame socks.
Really?
Would you multicolored blue and yellow? I left them at home.
Nasty as hell.
I left them at home. And
what, dude? Said, you're such an ingrate. You didn't just bring them.
I'm not a fucking ingrate.
Bring them.
I have no room in my suitcase for crap like that.
You absolutely do. Nope. I've seen your suitcase, dude.
What's in there?
One pair of jeans.
True. It is one pair of jeans.
One pair of jeans, like four sweatshirts.
Four black shirts. Yeah, just hoodies.
Losers and losers need each other. They're like pair. It's like a symbiotic relationship.
It is.
True.
Yeah. The losers just go around and hoodwink.
Bro,
losers.
Did you ever fuck around with one of those 55 plus communities?
No.
There's always like a loser kid that lives in the 55 plus because they can't fly the coop. So they have to make the adjustment 55 and plus, but you have to make a clause like, and we'll take like two of your loser kids.
But
there's always loser kids kicking around.
While I was driving into my neighborhood, I was thinking about like how nice it would be to be a loser kid.
Oh yeah, dude.
Like just like driving into my neighborhood being like, nice, I'm home in this sick ass house. I get to just play video games in the basement. Yeah, but no, we're talking like into your 40s.
Dinner's made for me.
Dinner, you get dinner every night,
dude.
I don't pay rent. You just munch and then get to go lay and watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy kisses you every night.
No, mommy and daddy don't like you.
No.
But they don't have enough self respect to kick you out.
I would go in the room like 3 a.m. Like, mom, I'm having an existential crisis. Can I sleep with you guys?
Mom, I fucking threw up.
Mom, I'm having anxiety about my life choices. Can I sleep with you guys?
Yes. Sleeping on the floor in your parents' room when you're 48.
Imagine having a panic attack as an adult is going right in your parents' room, be like, ah, nice, and just laying down.
It's just us.
Oh, this makes me feel better. Move over, Dad.
We're going to have our parents. Me. Our parents are going to have to live with us.
I'd love that.
I'm going to do that, I think.
Oh, did you
unless
have
it's
to?
My mom.
What?
I'll let Phil live. Phil can chill.
I almost got bursitis when I pushed up. Fucking
yeah, that thing, that chair. I almost got bursitis.
I almost got tennis elbow, dude.
Dude, he was pissed. You talk about your mom that way? How dare you talk about your mom that, that way?
That used to fire me up, dude. Yeah, it feels good when you get mad.
That's a power, dude. I'm at a turning points rally.
Here comes, all right, ladies and gentlemen, your next speaker, Kyle Rittenhouse.
I'm pumped on Manchin too, dude. Do you fuck with Manchin? Senator Manchin?
At the family Christmas party, yes, I support Manchin. Obviously, Manchin rules. But there's one lady in my family who's very, very liberal. And this was the Gillis family Christmas party. So she was in a den of full-on Trumpers. Like dudes that were like, fuck that. Fuck the mask. Fuck vaccines. And she came in, wore a mask the whole time. Called my one aunt a white supremacist.
What? Bad ass.
I mean, she came in swinging at this. Like, fought everybody.
What the fuck?
It was great. And then she brought a black Santa.
Oh, dog, hell yeah, dude.
So that certain family members could feel represented. She brought that into my parents' house.
Swag?
It was... I've never seen a lady put on a clinic like that. That was really it was awesome. She just came in and fought.
How big was the black Santa?
It was this doll. It was a Santa doll. And she was like, this way everyone feels included. And everyone was like, all right. What the fuck? And she was like, yeah, you fucking white supremacist. She was swinging.
She came in swinging. What kind of flack did she get in return?
Just a lot of secrets and whispers behind her back.
A lot of stern. Like, she got gut felt it, dude.
Oh, the whole family, every Gillis member in there, a full Notre Dame gear. Somebody was like, you need to wear a mask. Everyone there was like.
Dude, she brought the lib tornado.
She did.
She brought the lib storm.
I actually sided with her and started going around fighting with her.
Good move.
But she doesn't like me.
What?
She turns your beautiful
ever
19...
since SNL.
You guys try to fuck
ever
in?
Since SNL, she doesn't talk to me.
Not a fan.
She was not a fan.
How did she
not
take
a fan
your
of my work?
How'd she take your support?
She didn't even acknowledge that. I kept going up and be like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, you got to get the vaccine. I got it. Oh. I mean, I live in New York, you know.
Dude, who's this? What's her relation?
Fuck.
What's the relation?
She's married to my dad's brother. Yeah.
So she's the bitch-in-law.
Yeah, but you got to give her credit.
Yeah, no, she's fucking credit. Badass. Yeah.
Came in and fought.
Yeah. In 2024, the Atlantic writer was saying in 2024, there's a good chance that like if you see like a Democrat neighbor, their house will get stormed and they'll get like kicked out of the neighborhood.
Oh, really?
They were saying in 2024, what's going to happen is if the election goes the wrong way, Republicans will definitely storm any like blue signage.
They'll start ripping people's
like, get out of my neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's coming.
They'll see that like Black Lives
Matter
signs.
And then liberals will, if anything, like storm like Trump's golf course. Not anyone's personal property, just like Trump's, only Trump's golf course. I'm reading this like, dude. You guys are crazy. 2024, it's all going to happen. Or we'll just become Russia. It's like, no, we won't.
They need strawberries.
We're going to become China.
They do need strawberries, bro.
Just hold them down.
Stop. Come on, dude. I feel like I want to pee. Stop.
Yes.
Yeah, that is good for that lady to come in swinging.
I supported
like that. It's nice to show up to a party and be like, I'm going to fuck everyone
I'm
in here.
I'm fighting everyone in here.
Also, too, if you like, imagine going to a place, and maybe she was, you know, using hyperbole, but like to be like, all right, I'm going to a party full of white supremacists.
Yeah.
I mean,
she must have believed it enough that she called someone that to their face.
Yeah.
She kicked in the door like Biggie Smalls.
So she wasn't joking.
She did.
She wasn't joking.
Oh, no.
She wasn't being like,
this
you fucking white supremacists.
Strictly business.
True, you don't joke about white supremacy
no,
at
you
all.
Don't.
You're right.
People don't like those types of gags.
Coming in and be like, I'm going to attack my family. Fuck, my parents went to Florida for this Christmas.
Fuck.
They left us. My mom left us,
what
went
are
to Florida.
What are you going to do? Are you going to have a little Christmas party at their house anyway?
I'm going to go to my Aunt Kathy's on Christmas Eve.
That'll be
but
fun.
My mom, I asked my mom what she wanted. She was like, just donate money to the like abortion law fund or whatever. So I have to fund the abortion law for my
You're
mom.
You're going to do that?
Yes, my mom's wishes. I want to fund the abortion law.
I don't like that.
Mommy trumps everything, dude.
How would your family react? How would your family react to Black Santa?
They wouldn't care.
Everybody would be pumped.
Yeah,
yeah. Wouldn't care.
Okay.
No, everybody. No one. That's the thing. No one in my family was like upset. Everyone was just like, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Great.
Nice this move. Is a long-term play though, because like, what Santa comes out next year? You know, like we're having people over. We got to put the black Santa out.
I like it. I like having one white, one black Santa.
Yeah. We have black Santa on a Christmas tree.
I like to segregate the Santas.
True. That'd be
so this one only goes to black houses. This one only goes to white houses.
I should be doing the Predator handshake.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. And black Santa has white elves.
True that.
Yeah.
And white Santa has black elves. Also known as orcs. And he makes them work.
Dude, this is the crap your aunt's not trying to see, dude.
What?
She doesn't want to hear that.
Funny joke that black elves are orcs.
Dude, how dare you, dude? Shame.
Brittany hit me. We were watching Lord of the Rings. We're watching Lord of the Rings, and you're watching it, and all of a sudden, like, the orcs come, and she's like, oh, okay. She's like, the bad guys are just black people.
Yes.
Just black people.
Yeah, they all look like Serena Williams. It's bullshit.
Serena Williams is beautiful, bro.
She's a beautiful woman. Beautiful, so are the orcs. Hell, dude. How do you know I'm not attracted to orcs?
Be orc sexual, dude.
I am. No, orcai. Orcai. I'm thinking the orcai.
No, the orcs. Orcai?
Orcai, yes.
Who's the orcai?
The orcai. I mean, you call yourself an LLTR fan?
I didn't get that.
The orcai?
I didn't get to that part yet.
Have you watched episode one?
Yeah.
Those are the orcai.
Yeah, I've seen. Well, the orc
the
plus.
Big, yeah, orc pluses.
Yeah, dude. It looks like Alf.
The font in the orcai. Like yeah, those are clearly just, and the elves are the whitest people of all time.
Oh, dude.
They're just white with long hair.
New Englanders.
Firing fucking bow and arrows. Like,
they have like cool, yeah, like cool ropes.
A rabble of black dudes with like machetes. Like, we're going to get in there. They're like, no.
Jesus.
No, you can't.
This is a hemp rope.
You can't get our stuff. We're the Lord of the Rings.
I was telling Brittany that. I'm like, no, they're white. They just have like mud and shit. It's war paint, Britt. It's war paint.
No, clearly they're the only black people in... I mean, it's without a doubt.
It's war paint, dude.
They really fucked that up. But those sci-fi guys love that. Like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
I love tossing that
I stand for Jar Jar Binks, dude.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I don't understand what's wrong with Jar Jar
Binks. Who's Jar Jar Binks?
Just some slave.
He's not a slave.
Space slave.
He's not a space slave, dude.
Oh, he's going to go over there.
He's not a space slave, dude. He's not a space slave. He's Jamaican, and he's in the High Council.
I like Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks is not a slave, though.
In what? Star Wars?
Okay, obviously he's not a slave.
This is a fucking man, dude. Jar Jar Binks Looney Tunes a bunch of people like to death. Dude.
Yes, he does kill like robots and stuff by like falling down.
That's badass.
Is this Star Wars?
Yeah, this is Star Wars.
This is episode one, dude.